It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Looking for a great place to bring your friends and family? Head on over to Carbach Brewing for some fresh craft beer and damn good eats. With our on-site restaurant and sprawling beer garden, there's always something for everyone to enjoy. So grab a Love Street Blonde or a Hopadillo IPA and kick back and relax. And keep up with all of our events by following us on social media at Carbach Brewing. Follow all of the off-season action on Asherline, and come see us at the brewery for a cold beer 7 days a week.
And glad you could join us for another edition of Asherline, presented by Carbach Brewing Company. Robert Ford, pleased to be joined by Jeff Blum. Good to see you, Jeff. You're in Houston. I'm down in West Palm Beach for spring training, but you're going to be getting to see some Astros spring training baseball here pretty soon. I'm excited about that. Some games on AT&T.
Yeah, we're just trying to catch up to you guys. I know that you have the luxury of actually getting down to Florida. I know the weather's good. And, you know, there is something to be said for getting around the game and starting to smell it, starting to see it, starting to hear it. And I'm envious that you guys get to enjoy it. But, yeah, you're right. Starting March 14th, we're going to carry six games out of spring training. Unfortunately, we won't be down there sitting side by side with you guys. But I'm excited to see baseball because I've been excited to sit down and have you guys on the radio as I've been going around the house doing some chores.
Well, we appreciate the plug for the Astros radio always. And thanks for listening. And, you know, I hate that you guys aren't going to be down here. I mean, obviously we all understand why that is. What do you think you'll miss the most? I mean, you've been going to spring training as a broadcaster and as a player now for quite some time. What do you think you're going to miss most about not actually being in camp?
Just the excitement that you see in everybody's face. You know, when, you know, we've all been together for the last 8 or 9 years where we've been in the middle of August and everybody's, you know, our jaws are hanging, our arms are dragging, the backpack's a little bit heavier when we get to the field. But when you show up in spring training, there's such a joy. And I think this year there might be a little bit more joy than normal just because of the season we just came from with the COVID 60 game schedule, the abbreviated 2020 season. And now we have the excitement of a full spring, a full major league season coming up. But I really do miss the interaction with people other than my family. You know, it's nice to get down and see you guys and pick your brains about what you see with the Astros going on. And then we actually get to take it a step further and get around those guys and see them and talk to them, get a feel for what they did in the off season, get a feel for what their goals are for the 2021 season. And there's nothing like actually putting your eyes on a baseball team that you're covering and, you know, making your own assessment is what they've got to look forward to in 2021. But I miss the joy that baseball brings this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's still a lot of joy just knowing that baseball is being played. And I mean, isn't it great though to be talking baseball again and not talking about, is there going to be a season? How long is it going to be? Summer camp, pandemic. And obviously the pandemic is still going on. It certainly isn't over, but at least I think there's a feeling that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And because of that, I think it makes it a lot easier for people like us and for fans to really talk about baseball and get excited about the game again.
Absolutely. Yeah, that excitement is something that I think we're all fiending for. It's something that's been missing in our lives for the last year and a half, it feels like. But, you know, in this age of social media where everybody talks about trending, what's trending? And what's trending right now is towards a full season. And that's what we want to see. And that's why I think there's that snowball of enjoyment that is following the game of baseball because, you know, basketball's in the middle of their season. Football ended. And, you know, we're just on the precipice of getting to March Madness. So really, that void is being filled by the game of baseball. And I think baseball has been one of those sports that's been able to be a little bit of a trailblazer in the sense that we have the longest season. We have the most to gain by playing a full season. And that's what the players have wanted. And that's what they're getting right now. And so I think we're all excited to see what we saw in a short season last year from some of these teams. Now we get to see it over an expanded normal season. And that's where I think a lot of, you know, the projections and the excitement and the anticipation are setting in.
All right. Well, we have a great show for you today. Got a chance to talk with the Astros' last two top draft picks. We'll talk with Corey Lee, who was the Astros' first round pick in 2019. And Alex Santos will also join us. He was the Astros' second round pick and their first pick in the 2020 draft. Like to remind you, Astros spring training is underway and tickets are now on sale. Come visit the ballpark of the Palm Beaches in sunny West Palm Beach, Florida, and usher in the start of the 2021 season. Visit astros.com/spring to get your tickets today. We'll be back with more of Astroline presented by Carbach Brewing Company right after this.
Looking for a great place to bring your friends and family? Head on over to Carbach Brewing for some fresh craft beer and damn good eats. With our on-site restaurant and sprawling beer garden, there's always something for everyone to enjoy. So grab a Love Street Blonde or a Hopadillo IPA and kick back and relax. And keep up with all of our events by following us on social media at Carbach Brewing. Follow all of the off-season action on Astroline and come see us at the brewery for a cold beer 7 days a week.
Don't forget to check out the Astros team store that's in Union Station at Minute Maid Park for the largest selection of Astros merchandise. Stop by Minute Maid Park from Monday through Saturday for the latest Astros product and memorabilia or call in an order for stadium side pickup. That's what Robert does. Visit astros.com/team store or call 1-800-ASTROS-4 for more information.
Why leave your car if you don't have to?
Especially when you're pulling up in a Bentley.
Not quite.
Visit astros.com/team store or call 1-800-ASTROS-4 for more information.
Welcome back to Astroline presented by Carbach Brewing Company. Hey, the Shriners Hospital for Children's College Classic is March 5th through the 7th at Minute Maid Park. This year's teams hail from all over the great state of Texas. Get your tickets to see Rice, Sam Houston State, TCU, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, Texas State, and Texas Tech face off in Houston. Visit astros.com/college classic. Today, well, we got to chat with someone who was in college not too long ago, Corey Lee. He was the Astros' first round pick in 2019, and good to see you, and good to catch up with you here this spring training. And this is your first big league camp, but you were in one of the minor leaguers who was up last year before minor league camp started with the big league club in spring training, catching bullpens and getting a chance to know the guys. Has that helped you with your acclimation this year to fully being in big league camp now?
Absolutely. I mean, coming into the first spring training, I was here for about 5 days, so I didn't get to really meet a lot of the older guys that have been in the organization for a while. So going to Corpus and meeting a bunch of the older guys, a couple draft classes above me, really helped me learn the development of what the Astros kind of are pushing us to do. So picking their brains and really learning from them helped me extraordinary amounts. And I'm really, really fortunate to have that opportunity to go out there.
I want to go back to your draft day a little bit, just because not only do we have a Cal connection, but this one's going to be really interesting for you to hear. My wife, who doesn't follow baseball pretty much anymore and has never, I don't think, followed a Major League Baseball draft, you are by far the only one that she knows that was ever drafted in Major League Baseball in the history of the game.
Wow.
And the reason is because her first name is Corey.
Okay.
With a K. And then her middle name is Lee. So she's there. Corey Lee Blum. So she already has your jersey, and I think she's ready for you to get to the big leagues. But, you know, go back and tell us a little bit about your draft day and what that experience was like when you found out you got drafted by the Astros.
It was unbelievable, man. It was never really something that I thought was going to come true. I always worked for it, obviously. I was like blinded by it. The entire year, I was just had my head down and I kept on playing my game. Never really thought about the draft at all. And then obviously there was the scouts there playing behind Andrew Vaughn. There's a bunch of people waiting to watch him. So I got the opportunity to show what I can do and took it for what it was. And it was an incredible year. From there on out, I think my life is completely just flipped, and extremely thankful for the opportunities that Cal gave me, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be in my situation now today. So I keep on looking back, and it seems like it's like a dream coming true. I keep on repeating it, and it's true. So it's pretty fun.
And I think what a lot of fans don't understand about you is like you said, they, you know, you were hitting behind Andrew Vaughn, who's now with the White Sox, their number one pick. And it was a real transition from your sophomore year to your junior year. So the work ethic is already there. But what adjustments did you make in that junior season at Cal that vaulted you into this prospect status and, you know, for the Astros?
Yeah, it was just the opportunity for me to play. My freshman and sophomore year, I was behind Ty Green. He was a catcher that we had at Cal. I got the opportunity to kind of hit in the lineup, play a little bit of third base. But my junior year, I really got the opportunity to really catch and learn the type of player that I am behind the plate. Also, transitioning that to my ABs. So getting consistent ABs, getting to play behind him every day really, really helped my development.
You know, talking about getting a chance to finally play every day your junior year at Cal, and catching on a regular basis. I know in college it's a little different in terms of, you know, a lot of times the coach calls the games and all that. What was that situation like for you, and what has the process been like for you just kind of learning how to call a game? I don't know how much you did in college, but you know, certainly at the pro level as well.
Absolutely. At college, we had our head coach, Mike New. He was a pitching coach, and picking his brain in college really helped me learn how to learn the game at a pro level. So if that's calling the game, if that's managing your pitching staff, if that's kind of being the coordinator behind the plate for the infield, I got the experience that at Cal, and they kind of gave me full range of calling my games. And obviously some in summer ball leagues, in college, I got to call my own games. So going into pro ball, I had that base. And then now that I'm in here, I'm just learning what these pitchers are incredible. They know exactly what they're doing. So I don't really have to teach them as much as just kind of guiding them through of what they got to do. So just learning the game and picking the older guys' brains apart is kind of my way of going right now.
Yeah, and I think being in big league camp, especially for catchers, is a great thing. And now this being the second big league camp that you've been able to be a part of, everything we hear about Brent Strom is how great he is at working with pitchers and developing them and creating new avenues for them to become better at the big leagues. Have you had much interaction with Brent Strom, and how much has he helped you behind the plate working with some of his pitchers?
I have. He's in the bullpen every single day that I'm catching lives, and I'm catching in the bullpen, and watching them do their work is incredible. Watching him talk to the pitchers, making the communication between the pitchers and him is extremely clear. They know exactly what their plan is for each individual. There's thousands of pitchers in this world of baseball, and I'm pretty sure that he can connect with each and every single one of them. So
now, you mentioned Andrew Vaughn, your teammate at Cal, who you hit behind last year and wound up being the third overall pick in the draft by the White Sox. And you were also picked in the first round, 32nd overall, by the Astros in the 2019 draft. I mean, obviously, like you said, there were a lot of scouts at Cal games to see Andrew Vaughn. At what point did you realize, hey, some of these guys are watching me too?
Honestly, if I'm being completely honest, I had my head down the entire season. Obviously, like, we keep on repeating ourselves, Vaughn had that name, Vaughn had that prospect kind of headline, and I was always under the radar. So I love being that guy. I'm not the guy to kind of run out and say, oh, this is who I am. I'm just kind of there to play, and that's kind of my game. So sticking to my game and doing that all year got me into the position that I am today.
All right, I've got to ask, you know, my brother was a catcher, and I've met some, you know, tough guys behind the plate. Brad Ausmus was another guy who was kind of smaller in stature but played behind home plate. Why did you want to become a catcher? Everybody's throwing 95 to 100 miles an hour with turbo sliders. Why would you want to get behind the plate?
Keeps you in the game. Every single pitch, you are in the game. I've tried playing different positions. I've tried sitting at third, and I've tried being in the outfield, but I cannot be locked into the game like I am behind the plate ever. And it's a special position. I love it. I love catching. Whenever I talk about catching, I fall in love with it even more, just because there's this never-ending process of catching, because some things are going to change. There's different pitchers out there that like different setups, different type of communication too. So it's a position that I love. I'm always going to love. My older brother was a catcher, so.
That's cool. Now, catching has taken on a whole different art form these days, too, with the ability to frame. Give the fans an idea of what that means. You know, what does framing exactly mean for a guy who is actually behind the home plate trying to get pitches for his pitcher?
You got to make it pretty. My biggest thing is making it pretty to the eye, because the guy that's right behind me is calling the balls and strikes. And if he looks at a ball that you're presenting pretty well and that looks clean and it looks smooth, I think that is the number one priority as a catcher. It's in your job description to catch the ball. So that's number one. And then the second part of it is just making everything look pretty and making it easier for the pitcher and really, really trusting us behind the plate.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, making it pretty. And I love what you said, too, about number one is you got to catch the ball. And I think about Johnny, that's something Johnny Bench talks about a lot. Obviously, framing wasn't as big when he played, but it kind of talk about the balance between there's so much emphasis on framing now that I think you see some catchers who they focus on framing more than actually catching the ball, and you see guys on one knee and stuff like that more. How do you try to strike that balance between, hey, making sure that you're in a position where you can present the ball well, but you're also in a position to make sure that, you know, the ball doesn't get away from you, doesn't go to the backside?
Sure. Practicing in the bullpen has been my main priority, because that's the only game live reps that a catcher can really get. You can go in a batting cage setting and you can have the machine kind of firing fastballs at you, but it's not going to be anything compared to a live pitcher on the mound throwing 96 with some sink or a banger curveball that's going to dirt and that you got to block it. And it's that reaction time. So the way that I go about catching is making the bullpens as live as I can, making the live ABs as game-like as I can, because you can't really get those reps back and you can't really practice those reps unless you are fully bought into the game mode.
Yeah, we talked earlier about your relationship with Brent Strom, and I think what's interesting, and many people may not know this, is that your manager now, Dusty Baker, has a son that you played with at the University of California, yes. Darren Baker, who is still at Cal. I want to know about the relationship between you and Darren, and then has that given you a leg up on everybody else because you know Dusty a little bit better from seeing him in the stands at Cal?
So Darren and I, we got really, really close his freshman year coming in. I was a sophomore and he was a freshman. So I got to really, I guess, not take him under my wing, but really learn from him, because I say to this day, whenever someone asks me about him, he is the most baseball savvy second baseman that I've played with in my life, because he has been around the big leagues. He's been around his dad his entire life. He's seen players go through things that I probably will never even see. And he saw it at such a young age, which improved his development out of the charts. So that relationship helped me in college. And then obviously junior year, Dusty tried to come to all the games. So I got to talk to him, grow a relationship with him before I even knew that he was going to have an impact on my life like he is right now, as my manager. So, I wouldn't say that it's putting a step ahead of it, but I do feel comfortable talking to him. I do feel comfortable working about the swing. I do feel comfortable talking to him about my family, about his family. We have a really, really strong connection and relationship that is really, really special. And I'm really, really fortunate to have him in my life, and especially the way that he is right now.
Oh, that's really neat. And, you know, talking about family, tell us a little bit about your family. You mentioned you had a brother who was a catcher. Mm-hmm. What was the baseball exposure like for you in your family? And as Blummer, piggybacking on something Blummer asked you earlier, when did you decide that hey, behind the plate, this is where I need to be?
Yeah, my older brother, so he's 10 years older than me. He's the one that really introduced me to baseball. He was a catcher at UC San Diego. He was an extremely good catcher, and I feel like if he was in today's game of baseball, he would be one of the best. But at that time, they weren't really looking at the D2 type of players, and watching him, probably when I was around like 10 and he was 21 in college, and I got to be the bat boy for their team. So I got to be in the dugout. I got to see what he would do. I got to see how kind of college baseball was forming at a really, really young age, which made my player development go up also. So probably when I was around 10, I fell in love with it just watching my brother, and I fell in love with it watching the game, because when you're watching TV and you're watching an MLB game, you're watching the catcher the entire game, because he's the one that's controlling it. So I love that. I love being in control of the game. I love kind of being the quarterback, I guess. But it's a position that I just love.
So when you're watching big league games nowadays, and I know it's transitioned a little bit, so even if you had a favorite catcher back in the day, it might be a little bit different than how you guys are playing the game now. I think it's evolved quite a bit. But when you're sitting down watching watching TV and baseball is on and there's a certain catcher catching a game, which catcher would you stop and watch play the game?
I watch Romuto. I watch Romuto all the time. The new style of catching on the one knee and the being able to throw, I take that into consideration. I kind of draw comparisons to the type of player that I am, to the type of players that I'm watching. So Romuto, he has a really, really good arm, really, really defensive catcher, real athletic behind there, also has a bat. Also McCann, I watch him always. He's a bigger body. I kind of compare to what I can do and what other guys can do, because catching is it's all about being comfortable and kind of being able to move and being able to do certain things. And one catcher might not be able to do one thing than the other. So really just narrowing down to the guys that I can kind of relate to.
What about growing up? Were there players that you really looked up to, that you idolized? I know you're from the San Diego area. Were you a big Padres fan cheering on Blummer?
I was, but you know what? I'm going to be honest. It was tough to be a Padres fan when I was a kid. We didn't win too many games, but it was a Petco Park is an incredible feeling whenever you get in there. I'm always saying the day that I get to step in that field, it's going to be a dream come true. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be an experience that I'm never going to forget about. But Padres have always got a spot in my heart, trust me.
All right, so you're a Southern California kid like I was. I grew up in LA, you growing up in San Diego. We both chose to go to a school in Northern California. We can be honest, it's not notorious for being a baseball factory, even though there have been some seriously quality players come out of the University of California. But when you're getting recruited out of high school, what made you choose to go to a place like Cal, where you know not only are you going to have to play in the Pac-12, which is a tough conference, but you're also going to have to go to school, man?
I knew it was going to be a challenge. I'm not the guy to take an easy route. I'm the guy to really work to what I'm going to get. So I knew going into it was going to be hard. And I knew the players and the coaches that were there for me was the best decision that I can make. Obviously, you can't turn down the academics at Cal. I keep on saying that it's a hidden gem over there. It's crazy because, like you said, no one really knows about Cal baseball. No one really knows about Cal basketball or Cal football, but it's the student athletes there are different. We're all different because we have to go through it. Whenever I try to talk about college, I bring up Berkeley and I say that it's a one of a kind place. Don't really know if you go there to visit, but to go there for college, it's a really, really good spot to go there for player development and also on the academic sides.
You know, talking about player development, obviously this past year, really difficult in that regard with the pandemic, no minor league season. You haven't played a full minor league season yet since you were drafted in 2019. You just got that time in the New York Penn League and that's it so far. What were you doing? And I know you were at the Astros alternate site in September, but what were you doing before that? I mean, it was a while before they officially canceled the minor league season. I think a lot of guys kind of knew it was going to happen, but what were you doing to try and just get some reps and work on your game?
I had a group of two or three guys that I've known since high school that I've really grown up with on the baseball end of things and also in life. So every day I had a couple guys, I had a, a roommate that lived with me at my house. We built a cage in my backyard. We had a park in our, through the creek. We'd walk through the creek. We'd go play at the park. We'd go run around every day trying to stay busy. I felt like I was like a little kid again, honestly, because every day I'd wake up and then I'd be like, okay, like I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to go throw. And I was just trying to stay busy, honestly, and trying to make my own season, I guess you can say, just because we didn't have it. And that's the way that I develop better, I believe.
Yeah, no, no, that's good. My question was, you said you went through the creek. Were you, please tell me there was a bridge over that creek.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, it was
throw on some hip waders and go.
Yep. So we would go over there, we'd play catch. Yeah. And then, we built a home gym. So, especially in California, everything was shut down. So we didn't really have a lot of things to go do. So making the most of what we had, and, I'm really fortunate to have the guys that were there with me, because it also helped me teaching them, and they taught me, and it was a really, really open conversation about, developing at that time. So having them on my side and kind of having all the resources in the tip of my hands and just kind of figuring out what I had to do each day to get better.
Yeah. We are talking with Corey Lee, catching prospect for the Houston Astros. And we've heard a lot about the catching aspect, the mentality of being behind the plate, working with pitchers, but let the fans know what kind of hitter, Corey Lee is, man.
Love to hit. It's part of the game. That's what I sign up for. I'm a person to believe that catching is one thing and hitting is a completely different other thing. Because if you bring in catching to hitting, you're not going to be as well as you can be if you're just focused on hitting, and if you're not going to be as good as a catcher if you're focused on hitting. So narrowing down just to where you are in that moment and hitting is my biggest thing that I kind of keep on reminding myself right now. Just because you can get caught up with everything behind the plate and kind of bringing in your hitting, and that's not going to help you. So I love to hit. I love to swing every day. I love working on my swing. I love progressing with the swing. The Astros have taught me more than I've ever known in my life. I never really had that hitting coach. So having them kind of right by my side, and I know that they're going to fight for me, and I know they're going to do what's right for me, makes me feel really, really good about myself.
All right, Corey Lee, we're really excited that you're able to join us. Looking forward to seeing how your career develops, and can't wait to see you in an Astros uniform at Minute Maid Park here, hopefully in the near future.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
For having me.
That was Astros catcher Corey Lee, first round pick in 2019. Hey, I'd like to remind you, inspired by the 2021 Lexus IS, the Astros are on the mission to find the ultimate all-in fan. From fiercely authentic to confident and bold, the Astros all-in fan is proud to represent the Astros in everything they do. Submit a video showing off why you should be considered as the Astros all-in fan today. Visit astros.com/all-in to learn more. Coming up next, we'll hear from the Astros first draft pick in 2020. Alex Santos will join us as Astroline, presented by Carback Brewing Company, continues.
Looking for a great place to bring your friends and family? Head on over to Carback Brewing for some fresh craft beer and damn good eats. With our on-site restaurant and sprawling beer garden, there's always something for everyone to enjoy. So grab a Love Street Blonde or a Hopadillo IPA and kick back and relax. And keep up with all of our events by following us on social media at Carback Brewing. Follow all of the off-season action on Astroline, and come see us at the brewery for a cold beer 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Astroline, presented by Carback Brewing Company. And we talked with Corey Lee earlier, the Astros' first-round pick in 2019. Now we get a chance to talk with Alex Santos, who was the Astros' first draft pick in 2020. He was picked in the second round, since the Astros did not have a first-round pick in 2020. A young man from the Bronx, who I'm excited about, personally, being from the Bronx, and also professionally. You're the second round pick of the Astros last year, and I know it had to be exciting for you to get drafted. And, you know, normally you're thinking, all right, go get signed, go out, play a minor league season, or at least part of a minor league season. You haven't even gotten a chance to play in a game yet. So take us back to the day you were drafted and what that experience was like for you, and whether you were aware that you might get drafted where you were.
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. It was a really great experience. I got to spend it with my family in my uncle's backyard. So I had a couple like family members, friends there. And it was just awesome, you know, like hearing my name getting called on the TV. Like, you know, it's always been a dream of mine to get drafted. And you know, when I was younger, looking up to, like, you know, the seeing all the players, like MLB players playing and stuff like that. And you always think, like, damn, like, you know, I want to do that one day. And, like, you know, just hearing my name being called and, like, you know, getting the chance to play professional baseball, you know, I was just, it was mind blowing. It was just kind of, you know, an experience I'll never forget.
And what a unique experience it was. And, you know, it's unique in the sense that I'm not sure if many people know this, but Alex, you are from the Bronx in New York. You grew up a Yankee fan. You talked about, I read a couple of Yankee blogs actually and read about your name in the Yankee blogs. And you would work out and you'd go running near the stadium and things like that. And yet you get drafted by the Astros. Yes, it's exciting getting drafted to chase a dream. But what was the feeling when you found out that the Astros were the team that actually drafted you?
To be honest, I would just, like, my first thought was just, like, you know, there's such a great, like, pitching, like, program. Like, they produce a lot of great pitchers. And that was, like, the first thing that came to my mind. And I was just, like, you know, it's, like, such a coincidence that it was the Yankees-Astros, like, situation. But, like, I feel like, you know, I got put in a great situation, you know, getting drafted by the Astros and, you know, being a pitcher and, you know, getting to learn, like, new things and, you know, develop better.
Yeah, you know, mentioned growing up in the Bronx, which of course is where I'm from as well, and you grew up a Yankees fan. What was your exposure like to the Yankees and to baseball growing up? Did you get to go to many games at Yankee Stadium? I know I've read that you and your dad used to work out at the park that's across the street from current Yankee Stadium, which is actually where old Yankee Stadium was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
which was, is awesome, by the way. That is an incredible setup.
It really is. So what was kind of your exposure to baseball and to going to games at Yankee games when you were a kid?
Yeah, so I had, you know, my family is just a big baseball family. So, you know, I lived maybe 5 minutes from Yankee Stadium. So me and my dad would, like, get tickets and we'll walk there, you know. I'll be at Yankee games, like, all the time. And, like, growing up, like, you know, you practice in different parks. You know, me and my dad would just get up early. You know, walk or take the train, sometimes take the car or whatever to that field where old Yankee Stadium was. And, you know, I would get my work in there and, you know, just did my thing over there.
Yeah. My first thought in knowing that you live 5 minutes from the stadium is that when you do get called up and the Astros do go to Yankee Stadium, you will probably opt to stay at home. Instead of having to get on that bus and come from Manhattan, which is like feels like a 45-minute drive sometimes, but there's a strong connection between New York and Houston, most notably with Andy Pettitte and Roger Clemens. Have you had a chance to meet either of those guys?
Yeah, I met actually Andy Pettitte. I think it was 2019 summer. I did the PDP league. Okay. And he was one of the pitching coaches there. And, you know, I got some info off of him. You know, he gave me some tips on, like, you know, he saw me pitch in the bullpens and stuff. And it was pretty cool. And I actually met Derek Jeter as well, too.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's really neat. Where did you get – you met Jeter through that same league?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the top 80 prospects, you know, they came together for, like, a whole month. And we were, like, we were at IMG Academy, and we just stood there and did work. And that was, like, three different trials. It was that, then it was, like, high school all-star game, and then the USA tryouts. It was, like, all that was combined.
That's pretty cool. So I know you've talked a lot, and I've read a lot about you and your dad. And you're Alex Santos II, so your dad, yeah. Also Alex. What was how far did he get playing the game? I'm assuming he played baseball as well. How far did he get playing the game, and what's kind of his, you know, his knowledge base, and how much has he been able to teach you about the game?
Yeah, so he played a bunch in Puerto Rico, and then when he came to the U.S., he played all the way up to high school. But then he had a little injury. I think he, like, broke his ankle or something like that. And, you know, he kind of, like, stopped. But, you know, he got a lot of experience from, you know, his uncle, which was he played, like pro leagues in Puerto Rico. So he got to learn from there. And then just over the years, like, you know, he taught me, like, all the basics, like, everything that I learned from, like, as a little kid, that was, like, all my dad. And then over the years, like, just, you know, we went to different, you know, going to different trainers, trying to find the right one. You know, he learned a bunch and, you know, implemented it all, like, you know, when he would see the mistakes and do this and that. And then, you know, I got up to like, I think it was my seventh or eighth grade year. I met my coach now that I've had for, you know, all the way up to now. His name is Melvin Perez. And then from there, you know, my dad still teaches me and, you know, sees stuff like, you know, if he sees mistakes and stuff, he'll show me. But, you know, I go to like my guy, Melvin, now he, you know, teaches me everything. He's like my pitching coach, my mentor. Like, it's a mix of like him and my dad. Like, that's the dynamic duo.
It's good to have those coaches to lean on, especially it's great to have that parent too that's always watching those games. I know they watch them in a different way. Alex, give fans who are listening to this, give them a little bit of a scouting report on the stuff that you have. There's plenty of video out there because you talked about some of the leagues and camps that you've been to, but tell the fans at home what your repertoire is and give yourself a little bit of a scouting report.
Well, so I have five pitches. I have a fastball, two seam, a changeup, curveball, slider. You know, I've gotten my fastball up to like 97. Actually in Instructs, that was the first time I ever got up to like, I think actually no, it was like 96. But I've hit 97 once in a bullpen. Just got to throw it out there.
But I like it. Yeah. Hey, you got to top out, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm just, I'm a real, like, I feel like I'm a starter. Like, you know, I like to, I'm a big competitive guy. So I like to compete with my fastball. You know, show people like, you know, what my fastball can do. And like, you know, over the course of the game, if they start, you know, realize, you know, seeing it or whatever, then I start mixing in like my curveball, slider. And even now, like now since I've gotten to Houston, I've learned so much. Like, it's crazy, like using all the cameras and different, you know, coaches like helping me. And, you know, I've gotten to change my curveball grip and my slider grip. And tweak my fastball a little bit. And now, like, you know, over like Rapsodo and TrackMan and stuff, like, you can see like the big, you know, the difference between the way I was throwing it in high school and the way I'm throwing it now. And it's pretty incredible.
So your first exposure, really, at least in person, to the Astros and some of their coaching was, you were at Instructional League, as you mentioned, which they, you know, there was a few weeks of Instructional League in the fall. I mean, that had to have been a great experience for you, because obviously you didn't get a chance to play in the minor leagues yet. And that was actually, I mean, you were facing other Astros guys, and I believe you guys played some games against some other teams as well, but it had to feel good just to face batters again, right?
Yeah, it was pretty sick. It was just, we got to, you know, we got there, you know, we did our throwing programs and everything, and we started throwing our bullpens, and then progressively, I think like by the third week, we were throwing live BPs. We didn't face anybody else. We kind of kept it together. So we faced each other like inter squads. And that was pretty cool because, you know, I didn't really throw to a batter in, I don't know, since like that summer, I think it was. It's crazy. I mean, it's pretty cool.
And you're in big league camp right now. I want to know what the vibe right now is like in camp. Cause I, you know, I'm not privy, you know, like Robert Ford's down there. You're obviously way into it because you're on that roster that's able to go out there and work out. Give fans at home an idea of the vibe of Astros spring training right now.
Dude, it's just such a, I don't know, man. I think, you know, since me being like 19 years old, it's kind of like just an insane feeling, like, you know, being there, like, you know, surrounded by like McCullers, Greinke, like, you know, everybody on the like pitching roster. And it's just like, everybody's just so helpful, you know, everybody wants to see each other win. So, you know, any questions you have, you can go up to Lance and ask him, like, you know, he'll always give you an answer, like try to help you out, try to figure it out. And it's just like a, you know, it's just a nice chill, like a really like relaxed kind of like, cool vibe. Like everybody, you know, everybody's there to like see you win. So it's pretty cool.
Is there anyone in particular? I mean, you mentioned McCullers, but is there anyone in particular that has really like kind of like taken you under their wing, or that you find yourself talking to more than others?
Yeah, Lance, actually. You know, I've asked him a bunch of questions. You know, he's given like me a lot of like, you know, answers to my questions, like, you know, trying to figure out certain things. And, you know, he's kind of like taking me under his wing, like, and like, you know, keeping me on track and stuff.
What do you anticipate your 2021 season looking like? Yeah, I know that you're in big league camp, so you're going to get a lot of eyes on you. But like you said, you're very young at 19 years old. This will be your first minor league season. What do you envision? How would you like to see your 2021 season go?
You know, I would like to, you know, see me having a minor league season and, you know, going in there and, you know, just showing everybody what I got, man, you know. Finally pitching in a game against others, like other teams, like that's going to be like pretty cool. But yeah, you know, I just want to go in there and do my thing and have a great 2021 season.
So, I mean, you're a fellow Bronx guy. I got to ask you some stuff about the Bronx.
I mean, this is where I step out and just listen right now. I'll take notes.
So, you know, you grew up in the Bronx. We were talking before we came on. You grew up not too far from where I grew up. What do you, you know, I mean, obviously it's where you've lived your whole life. What do you think you're going to miss most about being in the Bronx full time now that you're spending more time away from home? What do you love most about where you grew up?
What do I love most? I would say just like I don't know, like the vibe that you get there, like you have to kind of like, you kind of have to just grind your way like every day. Like it's kind of like just a fast paced city. So, you know, there's no slacking. There's always like, you know, there's always like, you know, the Bronx has a bunch of like great kids, like players, baseball players and stuff. And I feel like just the vibe there is just everybody wants to eat. So, you got to be that early bird that gets up and goes and, you know, does his thing before everybody else. So I'm gonna kind of miss that kind of like, you know, vibe that like, you know, get up. Because I used to wake up like 5:30 every morning to go practice and stuff. I'm kind of going to miss that. And, you know, friends and family, but they're always accessible to come down and come see me and stuff. So it's going to be sick.
What are you most looking forward to, you know, I mean, obviously, we talk about like actually competing because you didn't have a high school season either last year, which a lot of people may not realize in the Bronx, in addition to not being able to pitch after you got drafted by the Astros. What are you most looking forward to besides the actual competition to starting your career and getting a chance to go to some of these minor league cities that I'm sure you've never been to before?
Yeah, I'm like looking forward to like, you know, meeting like all these like new people and like, you know, making new friends and kind of just like, you know, vibing out with different people and like, you know, living the grind with like new people, making new friends and kind of just like, you know, living on the road, I guess.
Well, it's certainly going to be a different experience. Alex Santos, we're really happy you're in the Astros organization. Looking forward to seeing you get into some games. And so glad you're able to join us today.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
No, right. Thanks for coming on, Alex, and best of luck to you, man.
That was Astros pitcher Alex Santos. Like to remind you, Astros spring training is underway and tickets are now on sale. Come visit the ballpark of the Palm Beaches in sunny West Palm Beach, Florida, and usher in the start of the 2021 season. Visit astros.com/spring to get your tickets today. Blummer and I will be back one final time on Astroline, presented by Carbach Brewing Company, after this.
Looking for a great place to bring your friends and family? Head on over to Carbach Brewing for some fresh craft beer and damn good eats. With our on-site restaurant and sprawling beer garden, there's always something for everyone to enjoy. So grab a Love Street Blonde or a Hopadillo IPA and kick back and relax. And keep up with all of our events by following us on social media at Carbach Brewing. Carbach Brewing Company is the proud sponsor of Astroline.
Discover the Palm Beaches. Experience legendary hospitality in Florida's Gulf capital with special rates at the area's best resorts. Miles of uncrowded beaches stretch from Jupiter to Boca Raton. Small cities and beach towns are waiting for you to explore. More than 160 sun-soaked golf courses are inviting you to play. Start planning your next trip at thepalmbeaches.com.
Robert Ford back with Jeff Blum on Astroline, presented by Carbach Brewing Company. Hey, I'd like to remind you, inspired
By the 2021 Lexus IS, the Astros are on the mission to find the ultimate all-in fan. From fiercely authentic to confident and bold, the Astros all-in fan is proud to represent the Astros in everything they do. Submit a video showing off why you should be considered as the Astros all-in fan today. Visit astros.com/all-in to learn more. Well, I tell you what, Blummer, I'm all in on the future of the Astros. After talking to a couple of the Astros' top draft picks, Corey Lee and Alex Santos, great to hear from both of those guys. And I don't know about you, but it just makes me that much more excited to see these guys get out there and get closer to the big leagues.
Yeah, and that's another beauty of this job is that we have the ability to not only, you know, see these guys, scout them in our own mind and wonder how they're going to be used and evaluate them, but we also get to see the personality. I thought it was kind of fun going from the left coast to the right coast and getting a different mentality from a catcher, a different mentality from a young pitcher. It's hard to believe that Alex Santos is only 19 and touching 97 like he talked about. So that was a lot of fun to hear and exciting. But I'm with you. I think, you know, one thing that we've learned in our careers together broadcasting for the Astros is they've done a very good job in drafting and developing. And I think that's a unique trait for an organization to have. But these are two guys that I think that they're going to count on definitely in the future and probably a lot sooner than we may think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like it's going to be interesting, don't you think, to see how this develops after not having any minor league season in 2020. We saw a lot of guys on the Astros and other teams get to the big leagues probably sooner than a lot of teams would have anticipated. And it's, you know, no minor league season, how that affects development moving forward. I feel like we could see even more guys throughout baseball get to the big leagues a little sooner because of that.
Yeah, I firmly agree with that. And it was weird, you know, as much as some guys' clocks were sped up last year, this season, you know, guys are going to have to play some catch up like Corey Lee and Alex Santos, who missed out on that year of, you know, working out of the alternate site. And now they're going to try and progress a little bit. But I feel like this day and age and the way that pitching is shaping up and the stories that we're hearing out of other camps is that they're really going to rely on healthy right arms. And who knows, maybe Alex Santos, if he proves enough, he can jump a couple levels and make an appearance here in the next year or two. But you and I both know that pitching is going to be key. And I think the Sugarland Express in between Houston and Sugarland is going to be vital to the Astros' success this season.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I'd like to remind you, Astros spring training is underway and tickets are now on sale. Come visit the ballpark of the Palm Beaches in sunny West Palm Beach, Florida, and usher in the start of the 2021 season. Visit astros.com/spring to get your tickets today. Well, I'd like to thank everybody who made this broadcast possible. Our studio producer is Bob Elliott. Our producer engineer is Matt Bolt. Also like to thank Alex Santos and Corey Lee for joining us as well. You've been listening to Astroline presented by Carbach Brewing Company.
Looking for a great place to bring your friends and family? Head on over to Carbach Brewing for some fresh craft beer and damn good eats. With our on-site restaurant and sprawling beer garden, there's always something for everyone to enjoy. So grab a Love Street Blonde or a Hopadillo IPA and kick back and relax. And keep up with all of our events by following us on social media at Carbach Brewing. Carbach Brewing Company is the proud sponsor of Astroline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.